Yes, definitely. Since 1912, with the formation of the African National Congress, they basically wanted to be accommodated in the government of the time. So this was a very sort of passive approach. And then under the influence of Mahatma Gandhi, it became even worse, because now they elevated this principle of passive resistance. So we say that we are not pacifist. We are non-violent, but we are not pacifist. And unfortunately, a lot of Christian ethics rotated around this idea of turning the other cheek. But the Islamic concept was exactly the opposite of that. That you had to resort to jihad, which means exertion to the utmost of your ability in every field of endeavor. And later on, when we come to answering some other questions, we can elaborate on that. But in 1960, when the anti-pass campaign took place, the principal at the school where I was, so-called colored school, had been warned that a mass march was going to take place and it's advisable to send all the children home. So all the schools in Cape Town closed, the shops closed. In fact, it was a ghost town. And then the Africans came from Langa, Nyanga, Kensington, Nabini, etc. and marched onto the city. And a friend and I were standing on the main road observing the scene, and all of a sudden we said to each other, but this is our march, because we are opposed to this entire system. So although we were not pass carriers and our parents were not, we joined this anti-pass campaign. We had not been recruited, we were not signed up members, but as a show of solidarity. And what impressed me, that these were the blanketed African workers in their old, second-hand army coats, armed with knobkiris, because they were also employed as night watchmen. And this absolute discipline. I don't think I saw a single African in that march of 100,000 who was wearing a three-piece suit with a bow tie, etc. In other words, this idea of a middle class or lower middle class or upper middle class did not exist amongst them. So this was basically a workers' march of great solidarity and great strength. The slogans impressed us. The discipline impressed us. And of course, the march took place, and subsequently, killings took place. The killings in Sharpeville, in the Transvaal area, and also in Langa, a number of Africans were shot the evening and subsequent days. And the banning of the ANC and PAC obviously resulted in a change of strategy, which meant that they now had no option but to look at the concept of armed struggle in a more systematic and more fundamental way. There were, in the early 60s, around about 62, 63, after the formation of Umkhonto Sizwe, and of course later on Pokpo, which became APLA, the initial stages of the ANC's concept was that of protest bombings, blowing up telephone booths, etc. This was more a concept of armed protest, whereas Pokpo had resorted to attacking the enemy, and a number of trials took place during that period, especially the post-63 period. So yes, there were differences in the methods. Fortunately, I got in to the struggle at the time when armed struggle became the hot issue, and we didn't hesitate to say that that is the route to go.